like
no, Mr. not that. Mr. T had the real feathers. It just made me laugh because, like, yo, you couldn't do an actual feather dog. Like,
nah.
Like so the back of the shit is like white. Like that shit was just hilarious from like dog. Like
they didn't even take the time to paint the back of it.
Right. Or to kill a real eagle. Right. Like if you gonna give a nigga some feather earrings, make it real. Nigga was like
pissed on that shit. Like dog, you get the back of the mirror. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Take that shit.
Like, bro, you got a whole skew of half-done earrings. Send them the fuck out, bro. They're 99 cents.
Right. What's niggas gonna say? What's niggas gonna say?
I hate
my daughter. I ordered my daughter earrings, and you didn't finish the back.
Oh, well, bitch, she in kindergarten.
I need a refund.
Like, no, bitch, fuck you.
Niggas gonna send you a glitter glue stick to finish
them. I was just surprised that my ear holes hadn't closed up.
That's what I'm saying, because it's been a minute. This nigga pitched his, 10 years ago, nigga?
Really?
Yeah.
I was about to say, when did you just get two earrings?
I've had them 10 years. I've worn earrings for about 2 years. So I haven't had them since like 2012.
Nigga came back with the feathers. My nigga Chief.
But I had the onyx studs. I missed those. I don't know what the fuck I did with them though.
They probably in the couch somewhere. Or at some hussy's house.
Nah. Always leave your shit out of hussy's house.
That's what you fuck up at. If you
so her real nigga could find him and beat her ass. I swear.
I prefer to write my name over the bed headboard.
Carve it in.
Marte was here.
Was her.
8/15/13.
That is fucked up.
That's some sick ass shit.
Could you imagine? Because ain't nobody, I mean, if you doing it right, ain't nobody going to know you. You up there fucking getting your Joanne's on this shit.
Yeah, you just, she making you a drink to go, nigga, and you just
like, you know what? I'm just leaving this message here for your real nigga.
I seen somebody.
Not a crick. Oh, go ahead.
My fault. I seen somebody leave a note on the toilet.
That's what I was going to say. You that mean? That. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like sorry, under, bro.
Yeah, bro. I didn't know she had a man today this morning. Just thought you should know, like. Bro, shut the fuck up.
Bitch, like...
I was about to say a bad word.
What?
What's the F word?
Faggot. We ain't recording, are we?
Yeah, yes. We recording.
Well...
I can blur it out if I need to. Bundle of sticks.
Isn't bundle it? Of sticks? That's what it is, though.
Mm-hmm. Nah, we didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, we did.
You old bundle of sticks, you old bundle of
sticks.
Negro. Well, I'm glad I found out we was recording, because what I was about to say definitely...
He's definitely about to get his band, okay?
Nah, but it involved the real name of a real person we both know, so.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
I'll tell you
we
afterwards.
All know, or just y'all two?
Us two.
Okay.
I can censor it.
Now, we'll talk about it after.
Okay, just remember. Oh, man. That is too funny.
All right, so this week.
Introduce.
All right. Oh, yes. Yes, everybody, if you're listening, this is the Overly Opinionated Podcast. It is your girl, Lima.
It is Tan and Olive Green. Tan right. Boy this week. Blending in with nature.
I like that. That's the color you thought my door was.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, no.
And it's Mr. Rain Star.
Rain Star? That sounds like a porn star name.
You're a freak.
I was Rain Star doesn't sound like a porn star name?
I was going to think of a nigga in the Indian tribe.
Native American tribe.
Excuse me, Native American tribe.
I went straight to porn star, sorry. It sounds like white, it's someone white porn star.
Who like was like birthed, who's like conceived in a thunderstorm or some shit. And he just was destined for greatness.
No, I didn't get any of that.
I'm a unisex white
My porn first
star.
Thought was the nigga from Mortal Kombat. And then, Raiden, yeah. And then the second thought was like, when he added the star, I was like, yo,
you
porn star.
You trying to get thrashed by the Raiden.
You jumped from Mortal Kombat to porn?
Nah, she thinking of Raiden in that sick way.
And it was all like half a second. All
right, so if you go and hit Lima... Bring your Raiden cap. Yeah. That's what she wants.
Bring your Raiden outfit, nigga.
Bring her the thunder.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wasn't Raiden a nigga with like a leather jacket?
No, he was
in the movies, but in the game, he had the hat, white suit.
And hair. It's that the feathers, funny. And they were like, and his hair is like white, you know. So I was just like, okay, I thought of Raiden.
So you like white men, okay. You like white men.
This is why you can't talk around niggas, dog. It's the middle of a race war. We can't be talking about interracial relationships.
Oh, this nigga Raiden.
Someone told me that the other day.
There's a race war going on.
Niggas just hate fucking interracial relationships in general.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, I don't don't hate it that much.
Oh, you do. If you got to qualify it with that.
But no, because listen, this is the situation. So you know how niggas is foul. Niggas is foul across the board, right?
Niggas as in guys. Yes. Not just as in us brown
folks. Bitches in there too. No, hold on. This is gets to my point though. I don't fuck with bitches. So I don't.
Allegedly.
I don't physically fuck with bitches. Okay, but go ahead. So it was this guy.
Mentally fuck with bitches?
No, I don't mentally fuck with bitches either. Spiritually. Accidentally. Metaphysical. Anyways, it was this guy who was trying. We was messing around for a little bit, and then I found out he had a girlfriend. He was like, "You mad?" And I was like, "Yeah, kinda." Are you upset? Are you upset?
Were you not enjoying it?
He was like, "I thought you knew I had a girlfriend." I said, "How would I know that?" I was like, "Anytime I've ever asked you, you said you know my fucking business." No, wait. And stop asking you stupid questions.
Did you approach this nigga about this?
We're having a conversation face to face, okay?
When I'm having. So how did you find out? Like, he told you I gotta go see my girl? Like,
I forgot. It was something super casual like that too, and I was like, "Huh?"
I was like, "What you said?" I thought you knew.
Did you follow him on social media?
No, he doesn't have any social media.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because apparently.
Okay, because no. Then I'll be like, then it makes sense. Like, oh, I didn't think. That's not in my profile pic. Like, I was going to say. Right.
That ain't my aunt. That ain't my aunt. No, he didn't have any social media. So, and he's not from Columbus. So that's. So you can easily hide your bitch.
How the fuck are you going to know that?
Okay, so first. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll let you finish before I turn into you.
Okay. All right. You can do that. This is an open forum. But anyways, I was asking him, like, okay. So then I start asking all these questions about who she is and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Turns out, this bitch is white. And I was like, whoa.
It don't matter.
It does matter.
Oh, so you don't like that he was double dipping. He's dipping in the white and then bringing it to your blackness.
I was just like, what? My thing is, he wanted me to continue to do that, to be in this situation. I was like, no, nigga, I'm not fucking with you no more.
Why?
Because I'm not fucking with him no more. I'm not going to be a side bitch at all. And I'm definitely not going to be a side bitch to a white woman. Never. Speak never. My hold on. Why
are you coming? Did you want to date him?
Prior to fucking finding
out. Okay, so that's different. I'm about to say, like, if you was enjoying the fucking, what does it matter?
No. She ain't going to be sloppy seconds to their white.
Then we white only had woman. Sex one time. And then that's when I found out. Because we was talking.
He's a fucking fuck up. Like, how you ruined that. You at least spill the beans 10 fucks in. No. To where it's like, or right, five. No. You ain't gotta be enough to where she.
You can just do it after and one and you like, oh,
damn, y'all pillow talk all night.
Like, that's a pillow talking ass nigga that snitched on himself for the first time.
I was just like, listen, I can't do this. He's like, you really not gonna fuck with me? I'm like, no, I'm dead serious.
But he must have blew your mind if you was thinking about
it. It was. He was kind of great. I thought he was my son's father on the game.
Holy.
Y'all know I'm dramatic. Y'all know, niggas know I'm dramatic. I was like, yep, this is it.
That nigga raving wild.
If he just did it like four more times, he could have got away with it.
Probably. But not to no white bitch. It's his main bitch. I could never be a side bitch for one.
Why?
And like I told him after he spilled the beans, I said, I'm not a good side bitch, right? Because for one, he was like, what the fuck does that mean you going to tell? I said, I don't give a fuck about her, and I don't give a fuck about you now. The reasons why I'm not a good side bitch is because side bitches fuck in hopes to be a main bitch. That's not true. I already know you're cheating. I don't want you either. I don't want you
that's
either.
That's a bad side bitch.
No.
A good side, male or female, should understand exactly what it is.
No.
At least for a time period, because eventually that fuck buddy shit always fails.
But where do
but
you
for get? A time period, you should know your role. Like, look, when you're away from your significant other, we meet up, we have good sex, and then we go our separate ways.
No, yeah. That's not okay, though. Who what? Wants that? Who wants that?
A good side piece? Who don't want to watch your
that's
drama?
That's why I'm not a good side bitch. I'm not a good side bitch.
Say, that should be fun as fuck. Like, nope. You get to enjoy the spoils with none of the headache.
Yeah.
I've like, been the and less effort. In situations like knowing somebody got somebody and I still do it, but that's for my own selfish reasons. I'm not going to fuck that person again. If I fuck them again, then I'm a side bitch. But I can hit you and quit you because that's the fuck I wanted to do.
So if it was, okay, so side bitch didn't have a negative connotation, would you feel bad about it?
Yes, because I'm territorial. We've already talked about this. I'm going to want you all the time. So if I want to just literally smash because I just want to see what that's like, All right, but that's one time. It's one and done. I'm going to hit you and quit you. I'm not going to ever talk to you again.
But the best part about being a side is you can still have your option. Like, you can be like, yo, if we, you can be like, yo, he got good sex, he got good sex, and but, you get to enjoy them all, Lima.
No.
You don't have to pick and choose.
No. I think the benefits change depending on male and female, though.
Yeah,
because a guy, we don't gotta spend all this bread. We don't gotta spend OD time and hear the BS. We get the fun part of them.
I ain't gonna give females that out because I've been around enough females to know females is dogs too.
Oh so, yeah,
y'all
sure.
hear me talking crazy right now.
like females be wanting to just knock a nigga off, then like, bro, get the fuck out of my face.
I've done it. I'm telling you, it's cool. That's what I'm saying. I will fuck toss with you to a certain situation. How I say. I've been in situations where it's just I wanted what I wanted from it, but please do not talk to me again because we already know what this is.
Leave me alone.
We already know what this is. Yeah. You're a cheater. I'm selfish. Let's move on. Let's start playing
Flip De Niro.
See, I mean,
who cares anymore?
I guess it's smart that you get out of it early, but I still say. Like a hoopty, like my shit sitting out. Drive that shit to the wheels fall off, nigga.
No, what are you doing? Because I don't get any perks, and the more you have sex with the more you become attached to them, and I don't need all that. I'd rather just get it the fuck out the way.
Feelings out. Your perk is a quality nut that you don't have to deal with.
Sex ain't that good to me. It's not that good to me for me to just be sitting around and enduring this shit when I could fuck somebody else who's single.
But if you're gonna not end up with the other person that's single, what difference does it make?
I can at least
because it's still gonna be go some type outside of
with this motherfucker. So okay, back to the nigga with the white bitch, whatever, right? Him. I should have known that he had someone because he always talked about taking me out of town. You know what I'm saying? Always. But
so he was from out of town and he was gonna take you out of town.
No, this nigga probably really from here and live in like.
No, he's from Mississippi. He got an accent and everything. Like,
but he lives here.
Yeah, but he lives here.
Okay, I thought like this nigga was like, you was fucking with a nigga in Cincy and then he was like, all right, well, we're gonna go to Dayton. We was like, yo, wait, what?
That would be some sick ass shit.
He's not from Columbus, but he lives here now. And he used to always talk about like, you know what I'm saying, let's go to Cincinnati this weekend. Let's go to Cleveland. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go somewhere else.
Where my wife ain't gonna see us.
I'm gonna say, other let's than
leave
Columbus.
Let's leave 270.
Yeah. That man is a very respectful cheater, though.
You think so?
Hell yeah. Low key. He's going through all the measurements to not embarrass her.
That's like, true. Because
he can have your ass out of Easton at the movies, but like,
and just
act like you don't even know your ass.
I didn't know you liked movies too.
Buckle, what you doing in here?
Yo, that is real as fuck though. He was an amazing nigga. I wish he did have a bitch, but I'm definitely not playing. I'm not being a side bitch because I'm not a good side bitch. Because you're going to catch feelings because I lack them. Because that's always the situation. If I'm not attached to you, all of a sudden you like the fuck
out
of me. Yeah,
somebody always catch feelings. Yeah, that's so just you know how that goes.
And no. Ruin shit.
And I already know if I continue to do it, I'm going to catch feelings. And I'm going to catch feelings to what? Get my heart broke when I already know today that I'm going to get my heart broke 6 months
from
now?
Your shit already pre-broken, nigga. Yeah, you just about like, to put the slits in there faster.
I'm good.
But that's the funniest part about that shit, though. You never know when it's coming until you just get pissed off and it's like,
why am I feeling this way? I knew better.
Right, like,
I knew this was
that
stupid.
Shit is sick.
That's the worst. That's toxic.
Toxic as fuck.
I say that a lot on this show, but man, that is toxic as fuck to know that you're in a shitty situation, still indulge and act surprised when the thing you knew about finally
because
happens.
When the fuck buddy shit going great, you don't pay attention, but then it's just always some random thing that's just like, where? It's just like, damn.
Start punching the air like Cuba Gooding Jr. and fucking. What is it, Bab Boys? Boys in the Hood.
You be salty as fuck. That's why.
Love me. Fuck that nigga.
I don't know. I haven't played the side bitch role because, like I said, after I hit you and I find out after that, I'm out. Or even if I don't, I'm not a good fuck buddy either, so shit.
Nobody's a good fuck buddy but, like, psychopaths. Like, you gotta be.
Men are good fuck buddies.
Niggas catch feelings. Everybody catches feelings eventually. You gotta be like somebody you totally don't care about. But it's always.
But how can you have that much fun though?
Yeah.
I'll say like, because the sex can be great, but you can only be good on your end if you just don't give a fuck about them. Like, but eventually it's gonna end up bad because, like she said, somebody's gonna catch feelings. It's gonna be you or her, or whatever. Somebody's catching feelings, and it's like, ah, this shit
is on. Y'all both catch feelings, and then y'all both like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know some side bitches, right, who've been in good side bitch situations to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying?
Ruined it.
I mean, nobody really ruined it. Like, them niggas, they either just end up having, like, a very good friendship, or one person, or the female, in some of the cases that I know, ends up getting sad that they can't do
regular shit. Well, I wasn't talking about side bitch shit no more. I was just talking about, like, a mutual, like, neither of us are in a relationship. We just fuck. I was talking about normal fuck buddy shit, not, like, side bitch
shit. Okay, where y'all both single, and then y'all just fuck.
Yeah, like that.
Okay. I've been in those situations.
I'll say it.
I've been in that situation once, and shout out to you because I hate you. which basically means I'm the one with the feelings. Come on, my feelings. I hate you. Real with it. Got me in my feelings. Right, JK, call me in.
I mean, but yeah, those shits be good while they last though.
This is why people call me toxic on it.
Like, I only know one person with a long-term fuck buddy shit that never went bad. And it's just like, that's fucking insane.
But have they had relationships in between them?
They used to.
But now they just single, and like...
Yes. But, okay. But it's just like, bro, like, really? What's going on?
I don't know either.
I was just saying, I'm like thinking maybe I don't know what consists of, like, if it's not consistent. I don't know. I may have actually had one of those long term situations.
Every couple months, like every blue moon hookup.
Yeah, I was about to say it'd be like every couple years or some shit. Like, it's just no one knows, no one gives a fuck. I don't do that anymore. That person's married.
You should definitely bring it back.
I mean, now in that
case.
No,
that is disgusting. They're not even married. They just got engaged. But
knock that off just to prove that you can get that anytime you want.
I'm not in a power struggle with anybody. I don't give a fuck.
It's not about you giving a fuck. It's about you dominating.
Who? I'm not that bitch's nigga. I don't want to dominate her. Like, y'all want to be happy, bro? Be happy. We all want to be happy.
Why don't they get to be happy?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Why can't
you be happy too? I'm happy as fuck. Why don't
fools fall in love? You don't sound
happy. I don't?
Nope.
I think you're trying to make me sound less happier than I am.
I'm just saying.
You can't love her better?
Love her better?
Love him better?
Oh.
Better than she can? With
that gay shit. I mean, you just said she can love him.
I don't even know if that necessarily qualifies because it's just so distant. It's just so far. Yeah, and it's not nothing that was consistent at all. It was just like, oh, I know this person.
Oh, you know, Mari.
I know this person.
Like, know that nigga.
Yeah, so, you know, just every couple years, but it was never like, you know what I'm saying, call me, let's talk on the phone.
That should be hilarious.
What we got to talk about?
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's like, you already know I'm here.
I should be funny, though. Thinking back of my heyday when I would, like, link up with a chick, like, why are we forcing this stupid conversation, acting like we not here to do what we here to do?
Nope, it's just like a job interview where they know they hire you. Like, you got to still do the particular. Like, oh, yeah.
No, nigga. Good movie, you right? Talked all heavy in my text message. Let's just get it cracking. Like,
I hate that. The stuff that goes down in the iMessages never translates in real life. So I really wish that we could just take that part out. Like,
I'm bold in the SMS.
Just don't even do that. Nah.
But it's fun. But it's just like one of those things. Like, it's fun to do. Like, but it just be shit you can't do because you're not a real porn star.
And then maybe it's fun to do like when you're
the don't have the capabilities. That's what it was on it. Like,
that shit sounded really, like, you know what I'm saying, elite in the iMessages, and it didn't turn out, didn't translate well, and I don't like it.
Oh, you mean it turned out bad, or it just...
It didn't turn out as good
she
as
She said the nigga was capping in the messages.
Don't cap. Don't say nothing, actually. Just say, you know what the fuck you need to do when I pull up.
That nigga was 59.50. Nigga was 59.50 at the pull up.
Like, come on now. At the link up. I don't like that. We should just kill that. We should definitely kill that.
Oh, man. That's
and other news. Hell. What's been going on this week? Bryson Tiller dropped the album. Did anybody listen?
Some of it. No, I think I listened to all of it.
Anyone a Tiller fan?
I don't listen to people singing.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him, but I don't love him like crazy. He don't drop enough for me to
read. So actually, I'm not sexist. I don't listen to men sing either.
That's good. That's nice to know that you're even on both sides.
Okay. Look at us making, look at you making progress.
But, okay, he had this song with Drake. And I like Tiller sometimes, but like you said, he don't drop enough for me to be like, to have a whole feel for him. But this song he got with Drake, I'm like, how do you have a song with Drake? And I still don't know what the fuck the song is. I listened to it twice. I listened to it twice, and I can't recite you anything that happened in that fucking song.
I'm going to have to play it back because I don't remember it.
I just know it's called, like, Out of Time or something. But I'm like, and I listened to it twice and still couldn't figure out who was Drake on the song.
I'm like, that's why Drake, I never said Tiller could have signed to Drake. I saw those tweets floating
really
around.
I'm like, yo, I didn't know who was who on the track, and none of it stood out. I'm like, yo, and I'm just thinking, like, has Tiller ever had a hit besides Don't?
Yeah. The song with Khaled and Rihanna before they both
and that's the only thing I can think of, and that's Khaled's song.
Wow.
Khaled shouldn't get credit for
that song. Why not?
Because ultimately he doesn't actually do anything.
He's an assembler. He's a producer.
Nah, I'm not saying he's not, but ultimately.
I'm exactly what you mean.
And that's how. Like, I've been said I was going to start doing that.
I'm about to start doing that shit.
Pull them niggas together for crazy hits and just yell?
Yep. I'm going to yell. I'm just going to write all y'all shit, but I want everybody else to sing it for me. And it's me featuring the rest of you motherfuckers.
DJ Ream and friends. It's gonna be the album, nigga.
That's what the fuck I'm doing to y'all niggas from here on out.
Sign the paperwork, Duke.
But other new music, 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Hard as fuck.
Didn't listen.
What?
That, for whatever reason, she hates 21 Savage because
he's not that good.
You're sexist.
Yeah. I just said I listened to Tiller.
Because he's emotional.
Yeah.
Like, first off, that nigga definitely had the best rap threat.
Yo, that shit was funny as fuck.
Because that shit had me weak.
This nigga said they was going to spin your block all day, all night. Back to back to back to back to back. You can't trap. Yeah, ain't no trapping nothing. You can't post up. Can't fuck with no bitches. Nothing. Can't do the barbecue. Nothing. We doing that 2-3 weeks straight on God. And I misquoted it so. But that was the point. He's going to spin your block with his niggas for 3 weeks, all day, all night. You ain't getting no money. You ain't getting no food. You ain't getting no pussy. You going to die. Either he going to kill you or you just going to die out from depression and starving.
Sadness.
Like, that is a war tactic. We learned about that shit in, like, history when niggas like, yo, we going to cut off all they ports. We going
like... Yo, and I was, he had posted it, and I was like, yo, why don't they just move? And he was like, how the fuck you going to move? You going to get lit?
Right, nigga, you can't leave. What you mean you about to do, like?
How you going to move when they spinning the block?
Yeah, they going to stop the truck.
These niggas got shits of spinning, like, bro. When rain done, I come in spinning, like.
Like, none of us got shit to do.
Yep.
Oh, they got shit to do. That's why they go.
That's
to shit.
The shit. Yeah, that's
like,
what. Yeah.
All right, bro. I gotta go to the other shit. Like,
dog, that shit is funny as fuck. That's a lot of dedication to beef.
They take it very serious, bro.
Nah, that shit's outlandish. That's completely fucking uncalled for. Completely uncalled for. Did y'all catch? Were any of y'all up early this morning?
Yeah.
Anybody on 270, did y'all see the
Trump thing? Oh, yeah, I was saying that. Yeah, there was a bunch of trumpets.
So, I was wondering what the fuck was going on because I was about to go to Easter.
No.
And it was already back the fuck up, right? So, when I looked, like, at first I was like, is it fucking, what holiday is it? Because all I saw was American flags. And then when I, like, squinted my eyes, I was like, Does that say Trump 2020?
It was a Trump rally.
I said, oh, these motherfuckers don't got shit else to do. Yeah, but it was a Trump rally here. So I took 70 East. Mm-hmm. But somebody, I had made a post about it.
Somebody shot in the car in 270.
They did? Today? Mm-hmm. God damn. Okay. But no, it says the following the I-270 Trump parade, please join us for a quick, peaceful raid into the belly of the beast. The home of some of the wealthy elitists and corporations that fund Biden-Harris, the Democratic Party, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the deep state, quote-unquote, the police surveillance state, human trafficking, systematic pedophilia, and other evils that are trying to destroy our great nation so they can turn it into a satanicist? Totalitarian police state?
Totalitarian.
Totalitarian? There we go. First off, why the fuck is Black Lives Matter in the same sentence with human trafficking? What? Aren't those very two fucking extreme?
Questions niggas is asking.
Like,
not if you on the other side, no.
I'm like, that. How the fuck we go from Biden and Harris just simply running for president to systematic pedophilia?
Okay, so this is going to get real crazy. And we'll get back to 2017 after this. All right, so basically, this stems from Reddit and like 4chan, which is another weird internet forum. So basically, long story short, do y'all remember the whole Pizzagate scandal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it goes back to that, to where Democrats were secretly trading kids, trafficking kids at this pizza spot in D.C. And because Biden was, of course, on Obama's team, and he's a Democrat, and Kamala's a Democrat, they were part of Pizzagate and child trafficking. And it's believed that Obama and Michelle were on one of Jeffrey Epstein's planes. So that means they fuck kids. And that means Biden fuck kids. That's why Chrissy Teigen get a lot of hate, because she was allegedly on it. And anytime a celebrity talks about pizza, it means they really want to fuck a little kid. And
That's wild as fuck.
And then Black Lives Matter is in there because, you know, niggas and Democrats support Black Lives Matter, so that means the niggas is in tandem fucking kids.
I just don't understand.
It's fearmonger.
Like, first off, if y'all sent this motherfucking shit out, posted this to whatever Facebook page y'all wanted to. First of all, I thought you motherfuckers was heading to a Cracker Barrel or some shit, but apparently y'all just went to a parking ride.
Nah, nigga, the parade was watching my Cracker Barrel. Niggas was handing out grandma's special breakfast.
I was like, where the fuck they going?
Let me find out Cracker Barrel was serving them niggas pancakes. Let me find out Cracker Barrel was serving them niggas pancakes and hash brown casserole,
but
fam.
But if y'all sent this shit out ahead of time, and these were the only motherfuckers that showed up, okay? I don't give a fuck about Trump 2020, okay? Y'all took y'all time to fuck up traffic on a fucking Saturday morning, right? And if you went anywhere else, like, it was just y'all. It was a small group of motherfuckers, okay? It was a very small group of motherfuckers. There's still the whole entire rest of Columbus, the entire rest of fucking Ohio. Y'all can suck a dick. Hey. Or a left tit. Whatever you into.
Black people.
Now, you can't offer up a tit in a disrespect.
I always say suck a tit, and nobody never takes it. I'm trying to make it the same way. It's like,
nah, it can't, because sucking a dick is disrespectful.
Women suck dick all the time.
Of course. Because y'all aren't respectful.
You said because we aren't respectable?
Respectful.
Because we aren't respectful?
Respectable.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, let's be honest.
What?
Sucking a tit can be pretty cool and cute. There's nothing cute about sucking dick. Especially if you do it right. You slobbery mess. You slobbery mess.
That is gross.
That
was gross.
I mean, nobody. Who here puts a dry dick suck? I don't.
Right. I don't have a penis.
What if you did? You wouldn't want one now, would you?
Yeah, nah.
You pass on that one. I don't know what I would want, because I don't have a penis, nor do I own one. So, This show be going the fuck in the wildest direction.
Yeah, yo.
Don't forget, this is a mental health podcast.
This is mental health. This is for your mental health.
Oh, this is mind stimulating for you.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just making serious, but I can't. Let me gather myself.
Laughing is therapeutic, but yeah,
it is.
Fuck Trump. Fuck all the motherfucking racist people who went out and found a store and brought all the flags out that bitch today and strapped them to the side of your fucking cars to fuck up the
your
carbon
Dodge
footprint.
Dodge Rams.
Yeah, all I saw was Carhartts, camos, motherfuckers who look like they drink Budweiser and Mountain Dew all fucking day, driving in a fucking circle. Cause that's all 270 is. It's a fucking circle.
In your fucking pickup.
In your fucking pickup truck. I see the couple of you motherfuckers broke down on 270.
Holy
actually.
Shit. Niggas ran
like
out
none
of gas.
Of your truck friends stopped to help you.
Niggas just kept going to honking like, yeah, buddy.
Oh, that's one of them broke ass supporters. Like, yeah.
It's a broke boy.
No one gave a fuck. So, I don't know what y'all feel like y'all got from that, but
this is
all I'm gonna
say.
They felt like they got camaraderie.
Black people, get your CCW.
You can't give them a congratulations because they actually felt good after that.
They had to. This thing says that they started out in New Albany because Lex Wessner, the billionaire, lives in New Albany. And he's a part of the Epstein pedo pal. That's his pedo pal. That's what he was calling. They started there. And they did a whole, circle around Columbus. It says it's also home of the giant new data center for none other than Facebook. So y'all mad at Facebook.
Advertising on Facebook, but you mad at Facebook?
You're mad at Facebook.
But you're still using their platform. Y'all
you're
are nuts.
You're on Facebook to say that we're going to drive by Facebook in New Albany after we stop by Lex Westers to let them know that we don't fuck with them. But I hope everybody likes and share this message.
On Facebook. Y'all are
fucking
nuts.
White people, dog. Yo. Fucking white people. It says, yes, sports fans, Facebook is mortal, and these facilities are their vital organs. It's really not. Even if you burn down the Facebook building in New Albany, first off, that bitch is insured.
Uh-huh.
Second off,
it's another building in California.
I was to say, this wasn't the original, the fucking spot for Facebook.
Yeah.
They're just going to build another building. Are they dead? Are they dead fucking serious? Y'all did this from one, it says from 1 to 3, but y'all is definitely
Yo,
up.
That was out there early,
y'all was
nigga.
Up early, because I tried to hit the freeway at 11.
Getting on 33, I'm like, oh, nope.
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 Not nope. Fucking with it.
Nah.
Not fucking with it at all. At one point, I seen someone waving a flag over the,
overpass?
Yeah. It was just two people. One person was waving, it was another person that was standing by, and I was just like, of all the days of the motherfuckers who go by and shoot motherfuckers on the freeway, of all the days.
Or drop bricks on a nigga's head.
Of all the days to be busy and shit, to call off, like, you just.
Now you don't want to be stupid.
Now you got a motherfucking heart. You all out of ammunition and shit. God.
You out of tactics.
Oh, speaking of Trump, do y'all believe he has coronavirus?
Simpsons hasn't lied yet, so I'm going to say.
I don't.
Neither do I. And I feel like he's only going to have it to say, oh, I got the vaccine, and then pump the vaccine for niggas to get it.
I mean, one of the conspiracy theories that I saw was the whole, he got corona to basically push Biden off the TV because every news outlet is going to run Trump and his corona situation. And I was like, ooh, that makes sense because he's an asshole. He's the white Kanye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He wants attention. All fucking day, every day. And if he's not getting that, then he starts to throw a fit. So
yeah.
Why not catch corona so everybody can talk about you?
Yep.
After you just acted a whole ass on fucking TV the other day at the presidential debate, which was ghetto as fuck. Did y'all watch that?
That shit was embarrassing.
That
dog.
Shit was so terrible.
That shit was hilarious.
That, yo.
I just want to know what these other countries are thinking and saying.
I seen this thing that says the Google for move to Canada shot up like 3 times during the like 3 times the normal.
I've been joking about that before Trump, and I mean that shit now. Listen.
Listen.
I'm gonna get my dual citizenship in Jamaica first.
All right, let's stop capping. I'm not hearing this. Niggas ain't moving nowhere. Let's stop it. And I need niggas to stop saying.
I'm still getting my dual citizenship for Jamaica.
Okay, that's because that's your heritage. So you but now I need niggas to stop. Not even just niggas. I need people to stop every election both sides, oh, I'm leaving the country. No, you're not. If he was going to leave, you would have been dead. And I need niggas to stop saying, he's going to get crazy when he gets reelected. It was supposed to be get crazy when he got elected, and niggas are supposed to be dead. You fine. You alive. Shut up. If you're going to get a gun, get a gun. If not, shut up. Stop fearing.
Listen, I feel like shit.
That's a fact.
Niggas is not about to kick down your door for Trump and gun you down.
Hey, you, who'd you vote for, boy?
Like, I would hope not.
That's not. If it is, you're going to be the only one, and you couldn't have predicted it, but it's not going to be all of us.
And what did you do to deserve that?
Like, either way, it's not going to happen on no mass level. Oh, it might be like three of y'all listening, which, rest in peace, but for the majority of us, that's it's going to be all right. Like, he's going to win. We know it. Accept it. Suck
I
it
don't
up.
Know that.
He's winning.
I don't believe that he's going to win because I'm optimistic.
Here's why he's winning. His base is still with him. And Biden has too many people that are on the fence, like, both of them are bad. And he's doing nothing to convince people otherwise.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going to lose.
At this point, if you need convincing from Joe Biden, it's country over party right now, okay? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I seen a sign the other day that said, fine, dot, period, Biden. Like, that's how I feel, okay? And I felt like that from the beginning, like, I don't want to have to, but this is all we fucking got.
This nigga, but this is all we got at this point.
This is all we got. And I knew Joe Biden was going to win the presidential, the Democratic candidacy anyways, because he's Joe Biden and nobody knew the rest of them fucking people that was running against him. Nobody else gave a fuck. He was the only person from the beginning who made any fucking sense who wanted to run against crusty ass Donald Trump.
Just let the record show we could have got Bernie twice. But that nigga
we don't really want Bernie.
We don't. That nigga old.
I must say we really don't want Bernie. He's loud. He's loud. He's old, and he's way too progressive. There's no way we was gonna get Bernie Sanders because compared to what the right wants, it's completely fucking Candyland. None of that shit makes sense, and they would have never. He would have been able to convince nobody from that party to come over to his side. To do things that, you know what I'm saying, to get Donald Trump out of office. That shit would have never happened. The only reason why Joe Biden makes any sense is because he's moderate. He's not, he's a conservative liberal. He's not super far left, even though that's what Donald Trump likes to make people believe or some shit when he's yelling. And he doesn't even believe in the same shit as Bernie Sanders. Like, he really doesn't. The only reason why people are backing Joe Biden that are very sure that they're going to vote for him is because we all hate Donald Trump.
Pretty much.
That man's like, a great debater, though.
He's terrible. He got up there and called his fucking Joe Biden's dead son a fucking cokehead. He called him a cokehead, an unemployed cokehead on national fucking TV. On national fucking TV in front of everybody. Like, that shit was so ghetto.
That's a sick nigga, man.
That shit was so ghetto.
If we say that, but I'm not saying he's great in the sense of, like, he makes these great points. And it's like, God damn, man, you're a smart man. But, like I said on Facebook, he knows exactly what his base wants to hear. So he says exactly what he needs to keep their faith in him up. And then he just talks over everybody else so they can't even try to make a point. Then they get flustered. And then now it's like, he got off a whole bunch of bars that his fans was like, hell yeah, Trump, his son is a crackhead. Like,
yeah.
That's so fucked up.
And then, like, Biden ends up saying nothing because he's getting interrupted, he's getting upset, and then it's just like, I win. He can't lose. Like,
I don't know. I'm optimistic that he'll get the fuck up out of here.
All I'm saying is this. Black people get your CCW.
Yes, and register to vote, please. Like, just register to vote. Get your grandma to vote who never fucking voted before. Get your aunties, your uncles, your brothers, your sisters. Just get out and vote. You don't even have to leave your house this election. Just do it absentee. Fucking vote, okay? Vote. But if you're going to vote independently, stay your ass at home. We don't have no time for that bullshit. I'm sorry.
Fuck shit up worse than what it's already
please,
fucked up.
Please, just vote. One side or the other, I'm not going to tell you to not vote for Donald Trump if that's what you believe. If that is what you believe, I'm pretty sure
most of us vote independent.
normalize voting independent 4 fucking years from now, alright? Right now, I don't got no fucking time for that shit. Vote red or blue, okay? That's it. Pick a gang, nigga. Don't be right in the middle this year. We don't got no fucking time. 2020's already trash. Alright? We already probably gonna get a fucking alien invasion before the 31st of December. So please.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Pick a side. Vote.
I feel like the time gonna strike back and it's gonna be like sigh, repeat.
Right? Like that meme was like what that shit say, like December 32nd. December 32nd. You just sitting there looking at shit like damn.
You just gotta cry yourself to sleep.
Like fuck.
Go, go, go. Who's next? Like nigga, what?
But yeah, vote how you wanna vote, be informed of voting, and definitely vote locally. Because I'm voting independent, and I don't feel not one bit bad about it.
So what else has been going on in the world, guys?
Back to 21 Savage.
Oh, yeah.
This nigga... All right, so the song with him and Drake, Mr. Right Now. The hot topic coming out is...
Oh.
People are trying to figure out if SZA was born in 89 or 90.
89, I think.
Drake used to date her.
Back in
the
08.
Back in 08. Now, I know on her album Z, it said that said since 89, but her wiki says 90. So now it's just weird, like, because either you were 22, fucking 17, possibly 18 year old, it feels like after her birthday.
That's still weird, though. Either way you put it.
You think so?
22?
22, 18? That's senior and a freshman.
Yeah, that's. Normal. That's normal. And the whole thing with SZA unfollowing Drake or allegedly unfollowing Drake on Instagram, she's dramatic. To be fair, though,
to her, you gotta think, she's a grown woman. That was so long ago, and she has her own career. Like, think about like this, if like you were super famous right now and a rap nigga you fucked way back in the day, before it even mattered, just went on a hit song.
Imagine a poetry nigga did a poem about you, fam.
That's happened, bro. Like, you know it. That's like his bitch. Nigga, we was both there.
Wasn't it at our show?
Yes. Oh, God. I was sitting there like, I chat right myself. Is this nigga talking about me?
Hey, dog, you a sick nigga, man. You know who you are.
I said, whoa, this nigga talking about me. He was flying with a plane. We should cut this nigga's mic. He's foul.
You a sick man.
This nigga is foul.
We invited you to our show.
Right.
And that's, are you repaid, niggas? By dissing my co-host and business partner, nigga?
I was just sitting there like, what?
That niggas is out of pocket.
Disrespectful.
You're not having the money?
Yeah, like, imagine that shit has to suck. Like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, Susan. This is news that you did need to know. I was fucking her back in the day.
They said that's why Drake can't keep a woman because he be name dropping too much.
That's what I was going to say. In all actuality, she should have been relieved that he finally said it because it was going to happen at some fucking point.
Yeah, some awkward point.
He drug it out this long to waste of 2020 to bring up some shit that happened in 08.
Yeah, 12 fucking petty. Years.
It's petty. She should have never thought she was safe. This nigga has talked about everybody else. He's been talking about bitches from the Wahoo House that don't deserve no fucking clout.
Right.
No fucking clout at all, okay?
Talking about the Denny's clerk.
He's rung up everybody. He waited until 2020 to say something about fucking SZA.
Now, the funniest I found this meme, it was like, Drake always name-dropping bitches he been with. Like, who the fuck is Courtney from Hooters on Peach Tree?
Right.
See? Right, fam.
Hold on, but...
And then
here's Courtney doing
that. I remember when that happened. That's why I said he'd be talking about bitches that don't even matter. Like that don't even.
Maybe that's
matter.
Part of his NDA. Like, yo, you don't say nothing, but if I feel good about it, I throw you in a fucking verse, and you can
get some royalties off of that.
Courtney from Peach Street, Paris
at the Hooters, like. Like, but then that gotta be cool for niggas that fuck Courtney from the Hooters Peachy. Like, bro, I be fucking the same bitches as Drake, bro.
We talked about that male ego, man. For real.
Oh, when nigga turn around and be pissed?
No, when niggas feel good if they...
Now, she was your girlfriend at the time, yes. But if you, like, fucked her, like, afterwards or, like, before Drake fucked. It's like, bro, like, Drake got my old work. Like, he got my sloppy seconds. Like,
my sloppy seconds.
But that helps his ego, though.
Niggas is priding themselves over smashing the same joint Drake slayed. That's wild.
I mean, you say it, but just imagine if you had in your tuck, like, yo. Like, oh, Taya, bro, I've been fucking up this shit you got right now. Like.
That's old news to me.
Like. But nah, that shit is funny, though. But I wanted him and TDE just be in a weird relationship.
That's probably why he got beef with Kendrick, fam.
Really?
I'm talking shit. What? That's why K-Dot don't like that nigga. Like.
Breaking news? Like, goddamn.
Oh, you ain't no nigga? That's funny as
That's
hell.
That's wild as fuck. Well.
There was something else we were supposed to talk about on here today. That was in the group chat.
Scratch the chat and see.
Right? I think it's we were supposed to have a whole different show today, but we'll plug you guys into the good news. It's good news for me, at least.
What's the good news?
Say for my spinoff.
Your spinoff?
My spinoff. You haven't been in the chat?
Was it the voice stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
I ain't right. Listen to none of them.
When did y'all do all that?
In the middle of the night.
Oh, I was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get off of work until 2.
Oh, yeah. I'd be knocked out. I'm an old man.
Yeah, I used to be sleep mad early, but.
What's the spinoff?
I'm going to do like a girl version of the show. You know what I'm saying? So we could talk about all the little lovey topics that bothers Marte.
Just not interesting. Not if it's not ratchet.
See, it's not going to be on no like Maury Povich type shit. So it's not good enough for the Overly Opinionated podcast because, you know. But we want to intertwine.
If this only is okay with everybody, because we didn't to do it.
Get your
opinion. Who are the girls?
We don't. I don't know yet. It's a work in progress.
Gotcha.
But we're going to do the relationship episode with my potential castmates, and then
it'll be the
spinoff episode. You feel me?
Do they know they're being
piloted? Yeah. Oh, yes. That will be the pilot episode for that podcast. So stay tuned. I'm showing
out. For the overly emotionals.
That's cute. Oh, you know, with some wild shit.
You're not going to like that name, though.
I was like, thinking, I'm like, should I go something simple like girl talk or some shit, or so I do something wild like Tales of the Clit.
Tales of the Clit. I was about to say something with ovaries, but Tales of the Clit. Search that and go with that.
I'm like, Tales of the Clit is so fucking out there. It's so out there. And I was just like, is that like creepy? Weird?
No, it's not weird.
No, it's eye catching. Like, it's like, yo, like, Tales of the Clit. Oh, it ain't about to be wild.
Yeah.
Like,
but you gotta deliver though too.
Right? That's what I'm saying. They gotta be on some like crazy. You gotta get shit.
Your co host gotta be some squirty slobbery host.
Wow, yeah, because I gotta be the Angela Lee. I gotta be the reserved one.
Angela Lee, Charlotte McGay. Y'all got some names over here, boy.
Definitely gotta be the reserved one. So yes. That's
Nah, don't you gotta match the energy. Don't be the prude.
Nah, I'm the prude in every situation.
I'm booing you now. Boo!
Get the fuck out of here.
That's okay, because Tales of the Clit is going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Well, until next week, you guys, this is another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at the Oop Crew. Comment, you can email us at the Oop Crew. @gmail.com if you want to hear us talk about anything.
You can write us on social media. Give us your feedback or your input.
Our DMs are open.
You can give us your
credit card information, CV number, and expiration date. You know, fall us here. I can use some more tan shirts.
Social security numbers, all that.
A kid to claim on taxes because it's been a rough year for me.
It's definitely been a rough year for everybody.
I wonder what happens when you get caught claiming kids. You know,
that's probably embarrassing. And you get hit with a fee.
To somebody I know, they wax you. You got to pay all that fucking money back.
And you feel dumb. Like, all that work to waste.
And you be like, damn. Like,
I wonder what's the most I did in prison for that. Because, like, you know, if it add up, like, Dog, you've been doing this for 15 years.
I feel like since Trump only paid $750, if anybody's in jail for tax evasion, they need let out. Yeah. They need let out right now because this nigga owes billions of dollars in fucking taxes, and he's the president of the United States. So the niggas like Wesley Snipes and shit, he should be.
They still like my nigga Wesley when he offered to pay. Yeah, he been out, but still.
It's the principle.
LeBron Isley went for it and cashing his dead brother's checks.
Damn.
I mean, they didn't need
him. Deadass?
That's dark.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, we out, man.
Right, like, yeah.